Well, Danny, let's start with the all-important team news then, ahead of the Middlesbrough game. How are you looking?
It's too early to say at the moment in time. I'm not trying to be clever in that, but we're giving everybody the chance to throw the hat in the ring tomorrow morning. We'll take a view on it tomorrow morning after training, and then we'll see what's available to us, you know, for the training session. But at the moment in time, I'm quite optimistic. We'll have one or two added to the squad. At this stage, I'm not too sure who it will be, but I'm hoping by the time we set on that bus up to Middlesbrough, we'll have more than a full complement.
Is that your likes of Tuhum, McLaughlin, O'Brien? Are they the ones that are close?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're the ones that we're thinking of. But again, it's obviously going to be a gamble in one or two areas. We know, you know, they're never going to be 100%. But it has to be a calculated gamble, you know, that we put the best possible team out up there that gives us the best possible chance of winning the game.
I suppose if there's ever a time to gamble, this is it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's gambling, isn't it? I think there has to be one eye on that. You know, we can't go up there and be so gung-ho that we go 2-0 down before we even draw breath. You know, we've got to make sure that by the time the final throws of the game is being played out, that we've got a chance of winning the game. I think that's a very important way to approach it. You know, the last thing we want to do is just to make the game easy for them early part of the game. We've got to make sure that we are as dogged and as determined in that part of it to keep us in the game as we are to win it at the end, and that's how we'll be approach it.
Before we come on to the game itself and the magnitude of the game itself, Danny Rose, you've recalled him.
Yeah.
Just run us through your thoughts at this moment in recalling him. He's done well at Bury.
Well, he's been on the bench, hasn't he? He's come on and scored a couple of goals, which again is what we expected him to do when he went to there. You know, the level of play is absolutely massive between the Championship and the Second Division, as you well know. And I hope that people will appreciate that, because it is a big step from both divisions. But we just feel at this moment in time a little bit of a youthful exuberance might just give us a little bit of a lift, and we'll see again, you know, whether or not he'll be part of the squad on Saturday.
I presume he's been brought back though to be part of your plans. Otherwise, you wouldn't have needed to bring him back if you weren't thinking about involving him.
Not necessarily, no.
No,
it's another body. We don't know what we've got available to us at the moment in time. So as I said before, you know, we have to look at the injury list. And that's one of the problems with it, is that, you know, we need bodies around to be able to choose from, and the more the merrier. Now, it may be that we get more back than we expected, which will be a big bonus. But at the moment in time, we want as many players available to us as we possibly can, and Danny comes into that equation.
In terms of this game, then, Luke Steele's just been telling us this is an absolutely huge game for the football club. He knows that. What is riding on this game as well? Is this in some ways bigger than the final game, because you need to give yourself a chance, don't you, by winning this one this weekend?
There's only one game left for us, and that's this one. That's it. We're approaching this game with one game left, and this is it. There's nothing that's beyond that at this moment in time. We know what the scenario will be should we not win. We're not too sure what the scenario will be should we draw. I think that's down to other teams. But more importantly, we've got to, for this game, our own destiny is in our hands, you know, because if we get the 3 points, we take it to last weekend, and if we do that, I'll be delighted with that, because I think we'll have a great chance if we get into last weekend needing a win. I think we're capable of doing it.
Yeah, Luke Steele's just stressed that point as well. He thinks that if you get the victory this weekend, every other side in the mix will go, well, Barnsley will have a momentum going into that final game.
Well, I hope they're right, and you know, we can't worry too much about what other teams are thinking. I'm just thinking about ourselves. 6 points from two games will keep us up, in my opinion. I may be proved wrong, I hope I'm not, but I hope we get the 6 points to find out. We know what's in front of us. We know that every manager that's at this stage of the season, no matter what club they're at, if they've nothing to play for in some people's eyes, they'll always have something to play for, because they'll look for momentum going into next season. They'll be looking at players to keep on, retain or to bring in. One or two may play the younger lads. It's unlikely at times, because they want, as I said, they want momentum to go through. There won't be much experimental jobs in the team, simply because I think they feel they've got a duty to other teams, which I would do exactly the same. So all in all, we're playing against I would expect a very strong and full strength squad against against Middlesbrough.
How have the lads been these last couple of days following an Easter weekend, which you wanted to get more from, obviously?
Yeah, of course. Listen, like everything, you know, the confidence has been hit, you know. But you know, you sometimes don't get a second chance. We've got a second chance this weekend, believe it or not. We've still got a hope, which is great, you know. And after last weekend, we might not have had that, but we're still in there, you know, which is one positive to take from it. And if we if we are, then we've got to try and take advantage of it, you know, with and grasp it with both hands. We'll be doing our level best to do that.
Is there an added buzz in and around the training this week because of the way that this game is being hyped up by us in the media, I imagine by the talk between the players as well? Is there an added buzz in there?
I don't think you can add any more buzz to it, can you? You know, it's when everything falls on the final game like it is now, and it is the final game, I have to say, at this stage, then I don't think you can add any more hype to it. You know, there's a one big scenario at the end of it, should we not get the 3 points? Mm. And I think, you know, what everybody... however people are talking about it in other aspects or not, it won't hype up any more than it already is.
In terms of, you said you can't go out and almost have a cavalier approach, there's no use finding yourself 2-0 down, but In some ways I guess you can gamble at times a little bit more than you would do, can't
well,
you?
Know, it's easy for you to sit there and say this, you can gamble, you can do this, the other, because it comes back and bites your arse quickly. Gambling has to be calculated at this stage. You can't go out there with a cavalier and a gung-ho attitude, because you're playing against a high quality team with high quality players, and if you don't respect that, you'll be hurt very quickly. And you've seen in teams that's in and around us how difficult it is. A team that's been on the run, as Middlesbrough have over the last 2 or 3, 4 months, suggests that you can't take them lightly, and we certainly won't do that. We've got to maintain, as I said before, that by the time the last throws of the game are coming in, we're in a position to win it, either to maintain a lead that we've got or push on and score the winning goal, and that's how we've got to approach it. But we certainly can't have the fatal approach of going so willingly that we'll never be able to pull it back, no matter what the goals we score in the second half or whatever it may be. We've got to be in touch with the game all as it goes along.
The away form's there though, isn't it? 3 wins from the last 5 away games against sides in and around you as well at times. You can do it on the road. That's something that is in your favour.
We're not fearful going up there whatsoever. We're going up there with a real positive attitude. What I'm saying to you, there has to be an approach to it that has to be sensible, and we have to have that. And but we're not fearful of anybody. We've all the games we've gone to away from home this year, barring 2 that I can say that we conceded goals too easily, we've been very difficult to be beaten, and we have to try and take that into the last game as well. Be as tough as we can be as resilient as we can be as adventurous as we can be, as ambitious as we need to be, and with a bit of luck, you know, we can have a result that we've had in the same result we've had in recent games.
And the mental attitude is big this weekend, isn't it, as well, because of the pressure that's involved in this game, that the players have to be able to hold that weight on their shoulders.
Mental ability is always in part of any sportsman, you know, whether it's in this position now, or it's going winning a title or winning games or 1-1 at boxing, whatever. There's a mental approach and a strength to anything you do in a professional sports arena, and it's no different with us. You know, there's one or two questions that will be asked that maybe not been asked before in certain areas. But you've got to have the capacity to be able to deal with it. And we're going up there now knowing there's been a lot of questions asked to us, like about us, whether it be during the game or after it. And we have to be strong enough to be up there and deal with them. So there's not a great deal of difference than we've tried to instil in them throughout this campaign. Certainly when I've been here, because I think that's one of the priorities that I would always put, you know, into any sportsman is your approach mentally.
Have you thought about what you might say to them before they finally go out onto that field? I wouldn't expect you to tell us word for word, obviously, but what sort of message will you give to those players as they're about to head out for this game at the weekend?
Well, I don't think you'd expect them to say anything else. They've got a lot of things, you know, that could be very positive from our point of view. They can be heroes in this town. You know, the fans have been absolutely brilliant. Should we win on Saturday and bring this game the final throws back to Oakwell against QPR next week, it'll be absolutely brilliant. The fans will be unbelievable for us, and as they have been in the months I've been here, and I think we owe them that is what we owe them. That's a minimum we owe them, to give it everything. We leave absolutely nothing in the dressing room, nothing whatsoever. We've got to go out there and really put everything on the line for them, because that's the least they deserve, and I would expect nothing less than that.
And you don't want any of your players, obviously, to be coming off that field thinking to themselves, I could have done X, Y and Z more. That's what you'll be stressing as well.
Yeah, there's no regrets. There's no regrets. You know, if you can give it everything, if you really, really have not left anything in the tank, then you can't ask any more from a player. You hope that they've got the ability, and you hope that we've had a shared look that runs our way as well. You know, that's what you hope for in any game, not just this weekend, in any game. But I think that if we don't leave anything behind, then that's all we can ask from the players. But it's all I would expect anyway. But I think if we do that, you'll find a very good result in as our rewards for that.
I think I probably know the answer to this question, but will you want to know what's going on elsewhere? Will you want to know what any of the other sides are doing in and around you?
Doesn't matter, does it? It really doesn't matter. We have to win the game. It's of no consequence to us. You know, if we see that one team's drawing 1-1, one's losing 1-0, what are we going to do? Are we going to change our approach? No, because we have to win it. So really, it's of no significance. You know, go out, win the game. We'll see what happens afterwards.
And you've mentioned Middlesbrough. Seemingly, the saying is nothing to play for. But like you say, that there's professional pride, isn't there, for those players?
You know, if I was going into the last game of the season or the last two games of the season and somebody was asking me if nothing to play for, I think I'd punch him on the nose, because I had everything to play for, because it's my career. I'm a professional footballer, you know, and I will give everything to the last game and the last minute of any game. So if that's an approach that Middlesbrough have, we're in for a very tough game. I hope it's not. I doubt it very much, though.
But they're beatable, because your rivals in that bottom end, Millwall, have gone there and won recently. They lost again at the weekend as well, so they are beatable.
They are beatable. Listen, we've not been against any of the teams this year that we've played, you know, that's not been beatable. You know, it's a shared look sometimes. As I said, if it goes your way, it can be the difference. But they are beatable, and that's the beautiful thing of it. More than anything, we're not going to play, you know, in an area where nobody expects anything other than the thrashing. You know, I think it's a finely tuned game, this one, quite honestly, and we're more than capable of coming out on the right side of it.